It's been great. It's my first time in a defense, 3-4 defense, so just getting every snap and every opportunity I can get out there on the practice field. You know, it's a learning experience for me. It's been great so far, and, you know, I've been enjoying my time.
So you've always been in a 4-3 D tackle?
4-3 D tackle, and this is something new for me, so it's been great. You know, as an older veteran, you know, it's always fun to learn something new as the years go on, so it's been great learning it so far. Guys have been great and helpful, so it's been fun.
What's the D-line 101 on the difference between a 4-3 D tackle and a 3-4 D end and your responsibility?
You know, it's pretty much the same. It's a lot more, maybe more two-gapping in a 3-4 than a 4-3. There's more gap secured in a 4-3, but, you know, it's pretty much the same carryover. More read technique in a 3-4, I would have to say, but mostly everything's just football.
Nick, what's, playing for Ray Horton, one of the things you notice about this coaching staff is they're very hands-on and they're also very helpful. How helpful is that to a guy like you who's making a minor change in the way that you're being asked to play?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely helps. I mean, terminology for me is definitely different. So learning that, you know, probably the hardest thing is the terminology and the defense and stuff like that. But they've been, you know, absolutely, they've been great with helping me out. The guys in the D-line actually have been very helpful as well. So, you know, hats off to them. You know, if I've got a question, you know, they're right there to answer it, and they know more than I do because they were here during the OTAs. So it's been great.
You played last year in Dallas, and then you became a free agent this offseason, signed July 22nd. What's that like? What is that waiting from the time you know you're going to be a free agent to the end of the season, then to you actually signing? What's that waiting process like?
You know, it's definitely hard, but it's not bad in another way, though, too. You know, I got that time off to spend with my family and stuff like that, so it was kind of nice to spend back home and enjoy myself a little bit. But, you know, I'm glad they gave me the opportunity to come in and show what I got, and hopefully, you know, I can bring a lot to the team.
Do you get nervous during that period? Like, you know, when am I going to get the phone call? Or?
Yeah, here and there. And if not, you know, if I'm done, I'm done. But obviously, I still want to play. I still think I got a couple more good years left in me. And, you know, it's definitely a little nerve-wracking, not knowing what my future is going to hold. But, you know, I was always confident that team was going to call and I was going to be ready to go.
What have you thought of some of the young guys on that line, Danny Shelton, Emmanuel Ogba, some of the guys they brought in the last couple of years through the draft?
Yeah, I'm very impressed with them. You could tell they definitely got a lot of talent. Danny, he's physical. He's strong. You can tell that he deserved to be a first-round pick. What he brings to the team is he's a great leader, brings a lot of energy. You know, a lot of the other young guys as well, I mean, they're talented. You know, he seems like guys coming in each year, you know, the more talented they get and the better they get.
You feel like you can't wait to get to Green Bay and hit someone else other than a teammate?
Yeah, that'll be nice. you know, it definitely camps a grind and you get sick of hitting the same guys, so it's going to be nice to see a different face and go against a different opponent.
How did you stay ready during the offseason? I mean, do you have a specific training facility?
Yeah, you know, I work out at a place called Next Level. A couple NFL guys work out there, and you know, I've been there for about 5 years now, and, you know, it's a great place to train and just stay prepared. He has lifting, running, you know, football aspect with it as well, so it's been a nice place for back home Wisconsin for me to go to and be ready.
What's the main trainer's name?
Brad Arnett.
Oh.
Nick, you're kind of a pickup after the Desmond Bryant injury. Do you feel you're in the mainstream plans right now after being here for 10 or 11 days?
You know, I mean, that's up to coaches. I don't know. I'm running with the first team right now. And
it's a good sign.
It's a good sign. So we'll see what happens. Just got to keep working hard, learn the system, and just trying to get after it each day.
Left side?
Left side, yes.
You mentioned you're a Wisconsin guy. Any feelings on going up to Green Bay and playing them on Friday?
Yeah, you know, I've actually played there a couple times before. It's always awesome to get back home and, you know, play in front of fans that, you know me from Wisconsin and everything else. So it's always a fun time to get up there and play and get to play in that stadium.
Is football just football, or do we make too big a deal about schemes? And, you know, when you just, you know, join a team like
Yeah, you know what? Football is kind of football, but there's definitely different terminology and different ways to play techniques. So you kind of got to learn them, but, you know, it's like riding a bike. Just put the training wheels back, take the training wheels off, and just get going again. So for me at this age, it's pretty much football is football. I know what to expect, and just keep going from there.
We know you've been a starter. I mean, you bring that here on your resume. What else, for people who don't know your game, what do you think you bring other than just that experience?
You know, I'm relentless. You know, I'm going to get after it each play, play hurt if I got to play hurt, play physical, you know, just get after them. You know, always be the one running to the ball. You always see me going after the ball and just being a leader out there and helping the guys out as best I can.
Is it kind of a shock to the system? You're waiting for that call. Not only are you here, but you're in line to start. I mean, is it kind of 0-60? Does that hit you at all?
Not really. I mean, like I said, I've been in this league for a while. So, you know, it's not, you know, not my first rodeo. So I'm not a young guy that's coming in for the first time and trying to learn stuff. So it's all right. I'm pretty used to it now. You know, I've been through tons of adversity throughout my years in the NFL. So nothing's really new to me at this time.
What kind of adversity?
You know, I've been out of the league for a year from injury and stuff like that. Been cut before. So, you know, this stuff you just got to fight through and just move on, just stay ready. And that's what I've been doing throughout my whole career.
Are you sitting there in May or June wondering why you haven't gotten a call after starting 15 games last year?
Yeah, here and there. But, you know, I am not getting any younger. So this is a young man's league, and you can see that now with a lot of teams. A lot of teams are going younger. And, you know, I'm just waiting for my opportunity. I knew it was going to come. I just had to wait for it.
What was it like playing in Dallas? Is that the circus that it appears to be from the outside?
No, it's a great organization. You know, I had a lot of great memories from there, and you know, a lot of great teammates, met a lot of great friends from over there. So it's good. It was a good time.
I think a lot of people on the outside, I know you just got here recently, but thought that the D line had some pretty good potential, but we're all including Desmond Bryant and John Hughes in that scenario. And, you know, we don't know with John, he hasn't been here for a while, but if you take those two guys out, do you think the D-line can still be a good unit, a respectable unit?
Those
are big losses.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely big losses. But I definitely think they can be. I mean, we're obviously young up front, so guys are going to need this preseason to get some experience and see what they can do from there. But I can see the potential. I mean, there's a lot of great athletes with size, strength, you know, speed. It'd just be interesting to see how they do in the preseason. You know, they got to learn from their mistakes and move on, and it just comes with experience.
Do you call Wisconsin home still? I mean, is that where you and your family?
Yeah, that's definitely home. So after, you know, I'm done playing the game, you know, that's where we're going to live. We got a house back there, so it's home for me.
What city?
Pewaukee.
Were you a Favre guy growing up?
Definitely a Favre guy. It was good to see him go in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, it was awesome. Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Did you play with J.J. Watt, or were you before
him? I was, I was way before him. So.
Joe Thomas?
Yeah, I played with Joe Thomas. Joe was a year ahead of me. So.
What's that reunion been like?
It's been nice. It's nice to always see a familiar face. Obviously, he's a great guy, great leader, great player. Going to be a Hall of Fame player himself one day. So, you know, it's great seeing him, getting to catch up with him. I haven't, you know, seen him or spoke to him in a while. So it's been nice.